Hi, I'm Dr. Tana Nazar, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic. My job is to teach and coach sick people how to get well, and well people how to stay well. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of hours of study in nutrition and how the body works. I have special training in sports injuries, auto injuries, and am specially trained in the Webster technique, a chiropractic technique for pregnant women. By balancing the pelvis and spine structurally, I have a 100% success rate with women that came in with babies in the breech presentation, changing to a normal position within several adjustments. I also do needleless acupuncture and have a 100% success rate with my smoking cessation program. For those of you who do not know me, during my years in the United States Air Force, my health started to dwindle. Where I once was jogging 3, 5, 7, and 10 miles a day, 5 or 6 days per week, playing tennis, volleyball, and working out in the gym 4 days a week, I ended up sleeping 12, 16, and 20 hours a day. I was sick all of the time. I had mono, strep throat, weird viruses like hoof and mouth disease plagued me. I had no energy and felt as though someone drained my blood every night. I had muscle aches and pains and several herniated discs in my neck. I could barely turn my head to the right or left or lift my arm very high because of pain. I had numbness and tingling in both hands and horrible headaches. I took all of their pills and potions and injections and did physical therapy for years, and I just got worse. I thought I had cancer, and they couldn't find it. Finally, the Veterans Administration hospital doctors diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. They said there was no cure and that I would just get progressively worse. I just wanted to know what was wrong with me and what I needed to do to get better. All during this, my best friend kept telling me to see her chiropractor and nutritionist. I finally went. I got off junk food, starting eating organic, taking whole food supplements and herbs, and getting my spine adjusted on a regular basis. As a matter of fact, after my first adjustment, I had about 80% decrease in pain and improved range of motion in my neck and shoulder. I got my life and my health back. I realized that providing your body with the right building blocks through proper nutrition and whole food supplements, and having a healthy spine and fully functioning nervous system, the body is able to rebuild and work like God intended it to. Health is not a destination, it is a journey. Thank you for joining me on your health journey today. Remember, we must move well, think well, and eat well to be well. I highly recommend the following websites and books. WestonAPrice.org, WestonAPrice, WestonAPrice.org, Mercola.com, that's MERCOLA.com, SelenRiverPress.com, SelenRiverPress.com, SelenRiverPress.com. Nourishing Traditions by Sally Fallon. It's an awesome cookbook, and she's got tons of great information just about eating whole, healthy foods. The Maker's Diet by Jordan S. Rubin. He also has several other books that he's written since that. That was his first book. I highly recommend all of his books. Dr. Mercola's Total Health Program. That's MERCOLA, Dr. Mercola's Total Health Program. The Maker's Diet by Jordan S. Rubin was R-U-B-I-N. What You Don't Know May Be Killing You by Dr. Don Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T. He's a Christian medical doctor, and he has several books out there as well. They're all very good. Detoxify or Die by Sherry Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S. She's a medical doctor. Welcome to our 30-minute wellness workshop series, and today's title is The Chiropractic Answer to Stress. Everyone has stress. No one is exempt. Stress that is left unchecked and not dealt with can have severe health consequences. It literally changes the chemicals in your body and literally eats you up. Stress is defined as a force that strains or deforms. Think about a twig or a branch, and you're bending it. You're putting a stress or a force on it. And if we keep on bending or stressing it, what happens? It overwhelms the structure, and then something breaks, right? So force that strains or deforms. It can also be defined as a force which puts an unhealthy strain on our bodies, which negatively affects our health. Stress can come from many places. The be more, do more, keep up with Joneses attitude of our society. Divorce, death, work, perfectionism. I was in traveling, traffic. Four main types of stress. physical stress, mental, emotional stress, chemical stress, and occupational stress. Physical stress, which is the most obvious, is the most easily felt. Most people get the physical stress, lifting strains, poor posture, sports injuries, trips. How many times does your baby fall on his or her butt while learning to walk? Kids playing, falling off swings, falling off bicycles, roller skating. Physical stress of being born. You know, we don't come with a handle on us, so they have to grab your head and neck and twist and pull you out of there. Repetitive work stress, strain from assembly line work. Repetitive stress injuries like carpal tunnel syndrome is one of the fastest growing work-related injuries today. Slumping over your computer 8 hours a day. Slumping, that's poor posture. That's very stressful on your spine. Mental emotional stress, which is probably the most deadly because its effects certainly are the least obvious and least felt until it's too late. Long-term, it often manifests as cancer, heart attacks, disabling strokes. Chemical stress, most pervasive type of stress. Think of our environment. We live in a toxic world today. When chemical stress or alter our bodies, example, prescription drugs, cigarette smoke, alcohol, toxins from the air, water pollution, food additives, food coloring and food additives and preservatives were never, ever, ever meant to be in the human body. And you'll hear me say that more than once. Occupational, which is actually a combination of physical and mental and emotional stress. Think of police work, police officers, of our military in combat, very stressful, firefighters, nurses, emergency room doctors, truck drivers, like anyone traveling on the road these days. There's a lot of crazies out there. High responsibility jobs, anyone whose decisions have a major impact on others' lives or their own. Think of the ER doctor that has to make a split decision that could mean saving, you know, this person living or dying. Worst effect of all four kinds of stress is the effect on our nervous system. Whether physical, mental, emotional, chemical, or occupational, stress causes subluxations. Yeah, stress causes spinal misalignments in our body. Your spine is like a circuit breaker board. When there's too much energy, too much when the line is overwhelmed or overstressed, it blows the circuit or a fuse. And think of your spine as the circuit breaker box. You've been overwhelmed chemically, physically, or mentally, and something's got to give. And that's actually why God created chiropractors. You know, I just don't think that we can live and not have stress. Life causes stress. It just happens to be that the stress is what causes that subluxation. Your brain does not know the difference whether you've just been physically assaulted, mentally assaulted, were chemically assaulted. It just knows that it's being overwhelmed and it trips a switch. Chiropractic, your people don't realize that it's all about the nervous system, okay? Because your brain is the master control center of the body. Your brain sends messages down the spinal cord, out all the nerves to all the body parts. When your spine is subluxated or out of alignment, it irritates the nerves going to those body parts, and the body parts don't get 100% nerve supply. As a matter of fact, we know from scientific research that the weight of a dime on a nerve decreases those impulses or those messages through those nerves by 60%. And if that happens to be from that slumped over, that forward, those people that have the chicken head where the head is, you know, so far out forward of their shoulders, that normally subluxates T2. A lot of people have a lot of spinal damage there because we also know from scientific research that a joint that has been immobilized or is out of its normal position for longer than 2 weeks, permanent tissue damage, start the process of arthritis going on. And if that nerve happens to coordinate the function and activity and the growth and the daily activities of your heart. So do you want 100% power to your heart turned on, or do you only want 40%? And how long do you only want 40%? Stress causes subluxation. So most people tend to get the physical We've been in a car accident, you know, the whiplash, strains, poor posture, lifting improperly, especially lifting like the laundry basket or something where you're lifting, and then midway up as you're lifting it, then you're turning to set it over. Think of lifting that baby and putting it in the car seat and getting out of the car seat. These direct impacts affect body alignment. Misjudging a step, you know, there was one more step and you didn't realize it, or going down the curb and it was bigger than what you anticipated. Getting in and out of your car is stressful on your body. And then we have mental emotional effects us in many ways. The most obvious is chronic muscular tension of head, neck, and back. Again, we're stressed out, we're tense, we tense our muscles, we grind our teeth, okay, and that affects our nervous system because the nervous system controls the function of those muscles. Is that correct? Chemical causes, viscerosomatic nerve reflexes back to the spine. Visceral meaning your internal organs or tissues, and somatic means body. So if we put chemicals into our body through prescription drugs, over-counter drugs, junk food, you know, chemicals, high fructose corn syrup, all those trans fats, the bad fats, and the body is overwhelmed from those chemicals, pollution, environment, gets overwhelmed, we blow a fuse. Occupational is just, in other words, combination of all of those. So subluxations are misalignments of spinal bones causing stress on the nerves exiting or entering the spine. So regular chiropractic care helps eliminate stress in the body. Yes, chiropractic is the solution. Would it not be? If stress causes subluxations and the chiropractor adjusts and corrects the subluxations, wouldn't chiropractic be number one on the hit parade for reducing stress? Helps reduce the long-term effects of stress on the body. Most people after adjustment immediately feel the relaxation. Martha Stewart on one of her shows, when somehow the subject of chiropractic, she said that she goes all the time and it helps her to relax her bodies. The spine is the switchboard to the body. Stress subluxates you and flips off the switches like the circuit breakers in your house. Subluxations restrict nerve flow like pinching a garden hose restricts water flow. You can live without food for 40 days, water for 4 days, air for 4 minutes or less, but you can't live without a nerve supply for less than 4 seconds. Chiropractic adjustments correct the misalignments in the spine, keeping the switches and the power to your body turned on. So people who get their spines checked, corrected, and then maintain healthy alignment are the healthiest people on the planet. The three most common causes of death, heart disease, heart attack and strokes, that's 910,000 per year. Cancer, 500,000 per year. Adverse reactions to drugs, illegal drugs, 7,000 deaths per year. Legal drugs, depending on what study you read, 100,000 to 1 million per year. More people have died from drug reactions than the Jewish Holocaust, African American slave trade, and Vietnam combined. Drugs are the ultimate chemical stressor. All drugs have side effects. You even see the medical doctors on TV, national TV. I forget what they were talking about, but the doctor right there said that all medical treatments are not without some type of adverse reaction, and that you have to weigh the risks and the benefits of that medical treatment, which is why I always try to get people to understand the difference between medical care, because they always refer to chiropractic as an alternative or a natural medical treatment, and I don't see, I guess you could use it as that, you know, you've sprained your back or sprained an ankle or whatever, and you go to the chiropractor for the treatment of that injury. But chiropractic, once we understand that it's all about turning the power on 100% and keeping it turned on so that your body, all the body parts can work and your body can, you know, if it is the master controller of the body and you want 100% control and function of your brain and your body, then it's health building. Natural health and wellness are about building the body, providing it with what it needs, the proper building blocks through nutrition and supplementation, and a fully functioning nervous system and helping the body to work like it intended to reach your optimal health. Most people don't even know what it's like to be truly 100% healthy because they're subluxated all the time. You know, most people, less than 10% of the population goes to the chiropractor. So most people don't even know what their health potential is. So natural health or wellness is about building and supporting the body to be the best that you can be, and medical care is about the treatment of a symptom. And usually that's basically what the drugs do. They treat a symptom and they really don't get to the cause of why that symptom occurred in the first place. So I just had to get that out. Drugs rarely fix the problems. They're chemical band-aids. Read the back page of any drug ad. Not that they do not serve their purpose, especially in emergencies. That definitely has its place. Regular chiropractic care lessens the effects of stress on the body, corrects the main effect of stress, which is the subluxations, lessens the need for drugs, and that means a healthier you. Studies show that the chiropractic patient uses much less medication, goes to the doctor far less often, gets hospitalized less frequently, have higher energy levels, have stronger immune systems, and gets well faster. So the formula for reducing stress in your life, do everything possible that reduce what causes your stress. Every now and then, well, actually about every week or every couple of weeks, at least once a month, I take out pen and pad, and I write down the good things that happened, the pluses, goals that were reached, and I also look back and where were the glitches, where were my frustrations. And so once I have them, then it's like, is there a solution? Was there something that I could have done differently? Is there a procedure that I could possibly change to reduce or eliminate that frustration? And I always use the example of my biggest frustration, other than the insurance companies, is people that don't show up for their appointments. It's usually the same ones. I mean, I have people that have been coming to me, once a week or every 2 weeks or once a month for 10 years and have never missed an appointment. And then there's people that I guess they just live such chaotic and stressful lives and they want to bring their stress into my life. And or something more important or better, I couldn't possibly as a chiropractor think of anything that could be more fun or more important than getting my weekly adjustment. But anyway, that's just me. And chiropractors can be kind of crazy. It only takes a couple of minutes, so why not keep that and just go to whatever it was that you're going to do a little bit different. Anyway, so one of the things is we're the person that forgot. Oh, they were given an appointment card. But anyway, so I try not to be stressed out about it because people are going to be people. But also a procedure that I could possibly, just as an example, is that I can call the business day before and confirm the appointment. So avoid stressful people and situations. So if they're going to stress me out over the long run, they're not getting the benefit of it. They're not getting the whole benefit of chiropractic care, so maybe I just have to let them go and let them go stress somebody else out. You know what I'm talking about. There are some people that they just suck your energy when you're around them. Probably because they're stressful and unorganized. And anyway, someone said to me, I was having a similar discussion with them the other day, and she's a very busy person, kind of runs two jobs, very high responsibility for a lot of people. And she said, someone's failure to plan is not my crisis. And because I get stressed out when someone comes in, especially that wouldn't listen to me and only wanted to come in for pain relief and didn't want to go in through the corrective care and then come in for maintenance care, wellness care afterwards. And I said, it'll come back with a vengeance, and it'll take more time and more money to fix it if you haven't gone to the point of no return as far as chiropractic care for the injury to the spine. From the damage of the subluxation being left there for too long. And I don't like to see people in pain. That's why I prefer wellness care. But we all have to have our starting place, because I started, in a lot of pain as a chiropractic patient myself. But it does stress me out, but then I have to remind myself that it was their decision, because it wasn't like I didn't tell them. So I do the best that I can and get them through that and try to educate them better to prevent it from occurring again. Sometimes we win, sometimes we don't, because people will be people and I have to let that go. But that's just my examples in my life. So after avoiding stressful people and situations as much as we possibly can, to change procedures, try to change things so things work more smoothly. A lot of it... people are so stressed out getting to work. Maybe if they got up a little bit earlier, had a healthy breakfast, good breakfast, and gave themselves more time to get to where they're to their destination, they wouldn't be so stressed out. But that's just a thought. Go to the chiropractor weekly or minimum twice monthly, every 2 weeks, because we have scientific research that proves that subluxation left there for longer than 2 weeks, we start to get permanent tissue and cellular damage. Avoid medications whenever possible. Tell your doctor to take you off all medication which isn't absolutely necessary. I'm not telling you to stop taking your medications. Don't stop taking medications without medical supervision, with the doctor that prescribed it, with their help. And I always use the example of my grandmother. She was on like 12, 15, 18 different medications, and you know, they just, you know, kept on refilling them. How many of them? Like a Nurpil. At 86, she's retired. What does she possibly have to be, you know, stressed out about? We all have different stresses, but you know what I'm trying to say is, if it isn't necessary, you know, if you started eating healthy, going to the chiropractor, exercising, you know, oftentimes people have to take less and less, and a lot of times actually get off the medications or at least significantly reduce them. And that should be our goal, to get our body as healthy as possible, working like it's supposed to, so that we don't need to have to control the situations. Get more exercise, get more sleep. So by understanding what causes stress, what effects it has on your body, and how to minimize the effects, and following the simple formula, you're well on your way to having a healthier life and becoming a healthier you. I hope that you will join me for other topics in our 30-minute wellness series.